Online Podcast 200.
Yippee!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Online Podcast number 200. Number 200. Oh my gosh. Hey, I have to tell you this, though. I was talking to one of my listeners the other day, and I told him that my numbers, some of my numbers, not all of them, but some of my numbers are pre-recorded. So the announcement of the numbers, sometimes you hear it, you hear me talking, well, you know, reading out live right before my recording, or, you know, right when I first hit the record button, I'll say that. But sometimes I do record it ahead of time. The number 200 that you just listened to is actually kind of interesting. It's a good time to reflect and think. And I realized I went back to that file that I did. The reason why I did the whole bunch of number announcements is because sometimes I do live, well, not live, but, you know, on the road kind of recording, and I want to be able to edit that without having the setup to announce the numbers clearly and without any noise, the surrounding noise, and therefore I do it in my studio ahead of time. And that was recorded in August 29th, 2005. Can you imagine that? That was more than a year ago that I announced episode 200. And of course, I did that, you know, I just recently did a 300 episode, up to 300 episode announcement. I don't know if I'm ever going to use it, because in August, when I was doing the recording, I wasn't sure if I was going to able to use any of this or all of this at all. And of course, the yippee was like, if I ever achieve 200, it will be a yippee moment. And obviously it is. So it's going to be a long one today. Because I've been reflecting since, I would say, the last few weeks, due to several things, due to my life, how hectic it is, time, lack of time, really, and also many other, you know, emotional ups and downs that I have, hence the last week's show, you know, reality check. And so during that reflection, I realized that, and also, like I said last week on my show, that Adam from This Boy Elroy brought up the question about how we portray ourselves and about the whole podcasting fatigue thing. And I was started to think, and I always wonder, why do I myself do this podcast, and why? How did I start? You know, when I started it, what was my goal? And when I reached show 200, what is my current goal? And so I thought it would be interesting to hear some other people's point of view, some other podcasters' point of view. And part of the reason why I'm wanting to do this is also to sort of balance out the whole me, I think. Do you remember from last week's show that my keyboard lost the capital I, the uppercase I, and I couldn't type I? So I thought that was like a life lesson for me. So I thought I would come back to myself. Of course, at the end, I will tell you the answer of why I started this podcast and also what is my ultimate goal of this podcast. But in the meantime, we'll start with other people. And none other than the one who inspired me, really, is through his show that I started thinking about this. So let's start with Mr. Adam from This Boy Elroy.
Hi, John. This is Adam from thisboyelroy.com. You asked me why I started podcasting and what is my ultimate goal in podcasting. I started podcasting, I guess, because I thought that I had something to contribute to the conversations that were already going on in podcasting. Conversations like the ones coming from Wanda Wisdom at the time, and Madge Weinstein, and I guess Reagan Fox also at the time. Those were the three that I was listening to about a year ago that just inspired me to start my own podcast. And my goal at the time was just getting my word out, I suppose. But that over time changed, as it has, I think, for many podcasters that have been doing it for any length of time. And now I see my podcast, especially now that I've reinvented my podcast, I've changed my entire site, I've changed the name of my podcast and my blog to something different. And I want it now instead to be a record of me and just something that I can share with the world and anyone who wants to hear it. Just so that if there's someone out there who has a similar experience and can hear that I'm going through it also, and they can commiserate or they can laugh together at it and just, you know, listen. So that's what my goal is in podcasting, is just to create a record of me for people to do with as they please. And ultimately, it would be nice to go back when I'm older and review the record of my life and listen to what I was doing at certain points in my life and to see how I've changed, because we all change. It's inevitable. And I'm looking forward to seeing how I develop as a person through my podcast.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and you can find that at www.archerradio.com. So why did I start podcasting? Well, I would guess that it has to do more with the novelty of podcasting, because I was a blogger for a couple of years and then found Madge Weinstein and Wanda Wisdom, started listening to their shows, and thought the whole technology idea was a fun one. So I just started a podcast, and 350 episodes later, I'm still podcasting. But I guess the next question is, what is the goal of podcasting, of my podcasting? Well, for me, it's always been a journaling type show where I'm just talking about what's going on in my life. So I guess my goal would be to record in some way the happenings of my life, so that in the future I'll be able to listen to and reflect on what it was I was doing at a particular day and a particular time, so to speak. But I don't think that I think my journaling continues with my podcasting, but I certainly have enhanced it by talking with other people through Skype and recording conversations with them about their daily lives. So that's the goal, and that's how I got started. So I'm looking forward to hearing what others have to say as well. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Archer and Adam. I want to say the next few messages that I received, or feedback, audio feedback, I want to give you a bit of a background, and the funny thing is, I intended it to be something humbling. As I was thinking why I'm still doing this podcast, and yes, you know, the personal ego thing, of course, is there somehow, but I want to make this a humbling process, and so I sent out this email asking people to talk so that I don't have to talk as much in my 200th episode, to make a point that this is about not just about me, this is about voices, and I'll go into further detail in a moment, but I just want to let you know that this is a humbling process supposedly, but because of the way I worded my email, I was saying that because, you know, just coincidentally, that number 200 is coming up, and 200 is somewhat like a milestone for many podcasters, every 100 shows. And so I put that in the email, and then the response, most of the response that I got back became something that is more congratulatory. Is that how you say it? More of a congratulations, which I happily accepted, because it's quite nice to be able to get this far. But that is not the whole point. My main point is, don't pay attention to, I don't want to cut those out because I'm lazy. if they intended the message or the feedback to be that way, I want to accept it to be that way as well. So take a listen to the guy and gal from Windy City Queer Cast.
And hey, John Ong, this is Peter Maverick.
And Amy Matheny.
From the Windy City Queer Cast. How are you, lover? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for creating 200 wonderful shows.
200 wonderful shows. And why did we start podcasting? Because of you, John Ong.
Absolutely.
Because of you. That's what I did.
Well, I think people,
I didn't even know who the hell he was, but Peter told me who you were, and now I know who you are.
Well, I think, John, baby, people like you were such an inspiration to us and to what we were doing. We were on the queer radio and we decided, what, let's kick it up a notch. Let's take it
That's
up another
right.
notch. Let's really push the edges and push the envelope and take it to the next dimension. So John Ong, we started because of you and people like you.
Exactly. And what else does he want to know?
I think that's all. I think we did it. I think
we did it.
I think we did it. John, did we do it for you?
Did we do it right?
Did we push your button? I hope we did it for you.
Oh, John Ong, I do it all for you. Every show. We hope to make 200 just like you. You are absolutely a model.
Absolutely, honey. Congratulations on 200.
Hello, John. This is Steven from Pink Mafia Radio. And first off, I want to thank you for inviting me to be a part of your 200th episode. That's really an honor. I'm tickled pink to be a part of your episode. So thank you so much. And congratulations on your 200th episode. So let's see, why did I start podcasting? I think because when I had started, I was a huge podcast fan and I was listening to all different types of shows and really loved them. But I felt there weren't any shows that were really covering what was going on in gay Hollywood, whether it be just talking about, you know, up and coming DVD releases that are gay films or have gay characters and how those characters are, you know, the quality of those characters within those films. So I thought, well, I could do that. And then I also go to a lot of film festivals and I go to a lot of screenings and all kinds of stuff, being that I live here in the Los Angeles area. So I thought, well, it can't be too hard to do a podcast. So I started Pink Mafia Radio a little over a year ago, and it's just been growing and growing ever since. And why do I continue? I would have to say I continue because I feel what I mean, you know, not to, to, you know, over dramatize what the relevance of Pink Mafia Radio is, but I feel like the bridge, the connection between the straight world and the gay world is media. I think that, you know, for those people out there that, you know, live in a straight world that don't have gay friends, or at least openly gay friends, that they feel like the only, you know, the only gay world that there is the one that exists in their fantasy of, you know, nothing but whatever stereotype they were raised on, whatever homophobic ideas exist within their minds, the connection that we have in the window to our world that we have is through the media. So I think it's important that we recognize and talk about how we as gay and lesbian people are represented in podcasting and in movies and in television. So that's what I try to do with Pink Mafia Radio, is to get people to look at gay media, not just from, oh, was it funny? Is it worth seeing? But also from a perspective of, what is this doing to us as a community to have that kind of content out there? So, you know, I try to get filmmakers as well as other podcasters to just sort of look at what they're doing and to be responsible about that. And so I guess I'll continue doing Pink Mafia Radio as long as that's still an issue. And I think it's going to be an issue for quite a long time to come. But, you know, I also try and have fun with my show and do cover a lot of different issues. So yeah, that's why I started and why I continue. And if you want to find out more, then definitely check out pinkmafiaradio.com. And we are available in iTunes as well as many other podcatchers. So thank you very much. And I can't wait for episode 400, because you're just amazing, John Ong. Thank you so much for all that you do in the world of podcasting. You're the best.
Hey, everybody. This is Peter.
And Fanoi Boy.
From the Oh My Pod podcast at www.ohmypod.net. And we are here to wish John a very happy 200th episode.
Yay!
And to answer his question as to why we podcast. So, why did I start podcasting? I started podcasting because I thought it would be a really, really, really fun way to extend my blog.
Okay.
And then it turned into a, I have something to say, and, oh, look, there's people listening. So why did you start podcasting?
Well, I was one of the people listening, right? And, yeah.
And so when I asked you to be on the show, what made you say yes?
Well, you were kind of going through a slump.
You didn't know that. What? You know that now, but you didn't know that then.
Yeah, I did. You clearly said on your podcast that you were kind of going through a slump, but I kind of did not. I was, for selfish reasons, I wanted your podcast to keep going, and that's why I said yes. That's why I came on.
Hey.
Hey.
So here we are, and it's been, you know, 50 shows that we've done together. Mm-hmm. And where are we going with this thing? What do you think our ultimate goal is?
I don't know, because, you know, it's morphed into just us chatting with each other, and I think we're kind of tuning out the world, and when we do acknowledge our listeners, it's a bonus, right?
Yeah. I think, actually, we're just allowing the world to kind of take a peek into our lives. I mean, we definitely have a Slice of Life podcast. Mm-hmm. It's really just two geeks who happen to be gay sitting around talking about their stuff. Hey. Or rather, stuff that we're interested in. So that's why we keep doing it. And John, we surely hope that you keep doing your thing.
Hey.
Because we were both fans of your show before we even met.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So congratulations on your 200th episode, John.
Thank you.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. So here's what, you know, I'm going to chime in a little bit here. For the last two messages, you heard about the 400th episode and you heard about the 200 more messages, all this thing. I have to tell you something that happened. I've told you the one that happened maybe a year ago, thinking about stopping the show. And I have to tell you this, the funny thing, how lessons, live teaches us all these lessons. And so as recent as last week, I seriously sat down and thought about quitting. That was my jaw popping. Another life's lesson too. Don't take things too seriously. So as recent as last week, I sat down and thought about stopping online. For several reasons, but one major reason is because of time. I have been working, as you know, 7 jobs. Luckily, most of my my other jobs are pretty much done. Like my singing gigs are pretty much done because of the weddings are pretty much done by now. But I was very busy at my day job, my actual real job, which paid for me enough to be doing what I'm doing, which is, you know, podcasting and stuff. I want to thank Jeb for his donation too, and that really helped in with all of you who donated before or contributed somehow, like listening. And I was going through a period where I was very, very busy at work. Well, I still am. And I am also very busy on my second job, and you know that I have a second retail job. And as you can imagine, this time of year, close to Christmas time, it's been crazily hectic. So definitely it was impacting my life in more ways than I wish it would have. But so that really stirred up the thought of me quitting. And I won't go into too much detail on that particular subject, but what I came out of those thought process with that was that how precious this has been for me. I know I spend a lot of time on this, probably more than I should. I spend a lot of energy on this for sure, but I did not know how precious and how valuable it is for me as a person, as a podcaster, and as just me, as my being, until last week when I sat down and thought about quitting. Do you know what happened? When I toyed with the idea of quitting, I cried. Oh boy, I cried. I mean, it was just like a craziness thing. I thought about it and then my eyes started to flow with tears and I just bawled. And I didn't know why. I was like, oh my gosh, is this so, what is this that causing me to feel that way? And you'll be hearing part of the reasons. You know, I share some of these podcasters sharing that you've been listening to, and there are several others coming up. So I think it's a combination of many things, and I spend a lot of effort and time. It's my baby, and I really, really understand how much this means to me. That said, I would not promise for another 200 more episodes. I would not promise for another 100 episodes. But what I can promise is every single episode that you'll be getting from episode 1 until the future episodes that I'm able to produce will be something that is precious not only for me as a person. I hope that it's also something that it will be precious for me to share with you. So all that you'll be listening will be genuine and will be something that I would really want to share with you. So not only is it precious for me, like it works for me because I have an outlet to voice my own opinion and all that, but it also is something that is precious for me to share. And I will go into that a little bit more and talk a bit more about voices and what I mean by voices, and also the whole, you know, why I started podcasting and all that. But right now, in the meantime, let's get back to the messages or the audio responses that I got from several people.
Hello, John. This is Brad from
Podcast 773 Podcast. Is that right?
Yeah, that's 773podcast.com is the website. John, congratulations on number 200. As to why I started podcasting, probably just a way to kind of express myself. You know, currently I am single. I don't really have anybody to share all the personal details of my life with. So just a kind of an emotional and creative outlet for me right now. I'm sure, John, with you being at 200, I'm sure what you started out as being and what it has ended up being are fairly radically different. You know, I've been a fairly regular listener for the last, 100 plus shows. You seem to be pretty steady during that time. I haven't noticed much of a change. But anyway, and again, congratulations on number 200. I hope you're on for at least 200 more. Thanks and congratulations.
Hello, John. It's Ketupat, a.k.a. MikeyPod and MikeyPod.com. Happy 200th episode, dude. That is really cool. I'm like still at 75. I need to get on it. I'm answering your questions, which were... And I quote, why did you start podcasting? And two, what is your ultimate goal in podcasting? Well, I'm going to try to answer both of these in a short way. And it's already, it's already been 35 seconds. Oh, no, it's been 30 seconds. That's it. I started podcasting because actually I was talking to Richard Bluestein. And I'm just remembering how much of a role you had to play in it before you even knew me. And he was telling me that I needed to be more gay podcasters. And I was thinking, I don't know. You know, whatever. What am I going to say? Blah, blah, blah. So then I decided to start listening to some gay podcasts. And yours was one of the ones I listened to. And by chance, the episode I listened to was one where you were sorting your laundry and talking about how how you sorted your laundry and how you liked to do all that stuff. And I was like, oh, my God. If this guy can do a podcast where he talks about his freaking laundry, I can definitely at least come up with something that interesting. So that's how I started podcasting. I didn't even realize I was going to tell you that story. I hope that's not offensive. I don't think it will be. So since then, I've done some things like I interviewed, you know, like listening to podcasts like Madge and Bicycle Mark especially made me start paying more attention to the fact that there are so many things going on in the world that we weren't hearing about, and so many injustices and that sort of thing that made me start getting interested in social justice kind of issues. And one of those was the death penalty. And I wound up interviewing the mother of a woman who was on death row. The woman's name was, the mom was Jewel Nelms, and her daughter was Frances Newton, who was unfortunately executed without much of a trial. And it was really a sad thing. And kind of being there through that process with her mom which was, I have to admit, I wasn't like, I only talked to her twice, once to ask her for the interview, and then the day I went to her apartment. But you know, like talking about that and realizing so many things are going on that are not fair, that people are being treated badly and by the government and et cetera, that I feel like it's up to podcasters and independent media who aren't controlled by huge corporations to start speaking up about some of this stuff. So I'm sort of in a, right now, as you know, and your listeners may not, I'm living at a Christian commune in Americus, Georgia, which is just steeped in like civil rights history. And yeah, so I've learned so much. And podcasting really has caused me to open my eyes in ways they had not been open yet and literally changed my life. From here, I'm moving to Brooklyn and I'm going to probably go back to teaching like I did before, but all of this changing and everything is because of podcasting. So there you have it. Podcasting has changed my life and it's a really cool thing. And I hope that my belief that podcasting really is the new kind of media that, you know, I hope that's true. And I congratulate you on your episode and thank you for your inspiration and your artwork, which I still always get compliments on. You are a genius and peace out, dog.
Peace out. Hello. No, I was not offended. In fact, it was really fun. And in fact, it proves some of the things that I wanted to talk about today, which is a voice. I think podcasting to each individual podcaster means you now have a voice. And a voice is so crucial. There are a lot of people out there who do not have a voice, and that is having a voice makes it very empowering. And there's a reason why I mostly choose the gay podcaster to ask this question, because I, you know, first of all, I listen to many of them, and those non-gay podcasters sometimes are, you know, the ones that would probably not respond to me. So I didn't really bother to do that. But so I want to stress that no matter it is me sorting my laundry or Mikey Pod talking about death penalty, it touches people. In a very strange way, you saw one instance. Mikey Pot started podcasting because of how he heard that I can talk about my laundry. Surely, you know, he can talk about something else more interesting or at least more beneficial. But the thing is, the mere fact that you are able to talk about things, big or small, itself is empowering. And itself is or can be inspirational. My inspiration came from Adam, from This Boy Elroy. And I was an inspiration to some people at some point, no matter how big or small. So in a way, it was actually a great compliment from Mikey Pod that if it's not because of my laundry sorting episode, he probably wouldn't have started, perhaps, podcasting, and perhaps then we are not able to hear about the death sentence topic that he's covering very passionately right now. So that is something that I want to talk about, voices. And at the end of the podcast, after we hear all the messages that I received, I will be telling you or answering the exact questions that I ask these podcasters. And then we'll go into more of those when you... Oh, gosh. Of course, that's going to be burping for my 200th episode. Hello. And I will listen to a few other podcasters' responses, and then I'll come back and tell you what my answer is.
Hi there, John. This is Nick in Paris. And first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your 200th podcast. That's an amazing milestone, so well done, and thank you so much for all the shows that you put out. I don't comment very often on your website, but I always listen to your show and I really, really enjoy what you do. They're always good, so thank you so much. You asked me to contribute to the 200th show with two questions: why I started podcasting and what my ultimate goal is. And Thank you for inviting me to be on your show with these questions. Why? It's hard to answer the word. So many reasons when I think about it. But I guess the core reason was that when I discovered podcasting about a year and a half ago, I was completely stunned by what people were doing. And I think it's the simplicity and the authenticity that you have in a podcast. You know, traditional media is very overworked. The messages that we receive are all prepared and designed and adjusted and tailored to fit a particular marketing group or whatever. And whereas, you know, there seems to be so much power in the fact that people are just turning on microphones and telling their own story. And I found that by listening to the podcast in the queer community, it was not one of them left me indifferent. You know, I always felt something. I think it's something to do with the voice rather than the written word. In any case, that's the way it responds to me. That's my reaction to it, is that the voice was very intimate. And through the voice, you can hear the emotion or the mood of the podcaster, whether they're happy, they're sad. So much is conveyed through the voice. So I was never left indifferent. And then the other thing, I think, was I was completely blown away by the diversity. And being from an atypical background, a bit like yourself, Malaysian-born Chinese, I'm British-Brazilian living in France. You know, there's this podcasting drag queens, bloated lesbian, gay trucker, Archer with his very own brand of podcasting. You know, everybody has their own unique story to tell, and I think that's what's so wonderful in the queer casting community. And I felt that my story was worth telling as well, and that maybe somebody out there would be interested. And I never expected to get the reaction when I started off. I never expected to get the reaction I've got to my podcast, but it's so lovely, and it's what basically keeps me going. And I guess that brings me to the second question about the goal. Is I don't really have a fixed goal. I thought I'd try it out as an experiment and see what happened. I wanted to work on telling my own story, channeling my creativity, I guess their goals. But I think my overall goal in podcasting is being satisfied by the feedback and the interaction of people I've met, the stories I've shared. It's just lovely, and that's what keeps me going. So there you go. That's I guess my vision on podcasting, why I started. So once again, congratulations, John, and thank you so much for everything you do. Lots of love from Paris. Bye bye.
Press record now. Okay, I'm gonna play it. You can't hear it. I'll tell you when it's done.
This is BJ. Part of BJ.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Okay. Hello, this is VJ, and I'm with LCF. Say hi, LCF.
Hello. Hi, LCF.
So, LCF, why did you start podcasting? Oh, I should look at his name.
I started podcasting, well, trying to get into it anyway, because I'm bored. I'm on a 3-month university holiday, vacation, whatever you call it over there. And it's kind of fun, sort of talking to people and getting to know people through voice. And you sort of discuss things that you normally wouldn't discuss. I find podcasting breaks down international barriers, which is quite good. You can sort of have an passion voice, and it costs nothing.
Yeah.
And it's super fun to mix all your music and sound effects and stuff like you've just heard. It's fun. That's why I think podcasting's fun. And
I do too.
And I'm rambling.
So
in a world that's controlled by commercial media, it's good to have a non-commercial, independent voice, which is, you know, controlled by advertising or commercial agents. That was a bit political, but yeah.
Those are very good points, MELCF. Damn! Should we start this over? Maybe I can edit that out.
What?
So we should say hi to John Ong from Online Podcast. That's who we're sending this to.
Oh, okay. Hello, John. You don't know me. You probably don't know who I am, and I'm not too sure who you are. But happy 200th episode. I'm going to have to check you out now and subscribe to your podcast and stuff.
Yeah, I've been listening to John for a long, long, long time.
Online.com, is it?
Onlinepodcast.com. So, also, the second question John would like to know, what is your ultimate goal in podcasting?
To make another podcast, episode 2.
I already made an episode 2. You already have one.
I thought the first one was a sample, and the second one was the first podcast.
Oh, and then the one that I was on, remember? On my Chingo?
Oh, that was number 3. Okay, I'm going to make the 4th podcast. There's my aim.
Yeah.
And I keep making quality podcasts it's where I don't ramble like I am now.
Yeah, Radio LCF is the name of LCF's podcast, and he started podcasting off of my Chingo voicemail on my website at vgenetcast.com.
I'm taking over.
2 minutes at a time. And and I'm VJ. I have a podcast. I've been podcasting starting this year, 2006. And I started podcasting. Okay.
My mom's like telling me to do something.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I'll continue talking to them. Okay.
Talking?
Sorry if it sounded Skypey, if you couldn't hear LCF. But, like, to answer your question, John, why I started podcasting, it was because I heard about podcasting, and I loved how there was a lot of people that I could relate to who were gay and had their own ideas about things and had stories to tell about themselves and their lives, and also had these characters and things that weren't available in the main media kind of thing. And yeah, it was awesome and amazing. And it was something that was on the internet that wasn't there before, you know, or wasn't available to anybody, you know? Something that was more than just, you know, online sex and meeting up for whatever. And you actually got to meet and talk to people, learn about people, actually make friends and connect and interact with people, which is cool. It's cool. And I got to meet people through your podcast too, which is cool. And what is my ultimate goal? Oh, hey, LCF's back.
What is your ultimate goal?
Oh, my ultimate goal? I don't know what my ultimate goal is, except for, you know,
a difference in the world.
I'd like to make a difference in the world. I'd like
to feed the starving children.
And I'd also, you know, want to help other people if I can through it. Make sure, you know, I felt like I was alone until I heard about podcasting and other people who were kind of like me too. And stuff.
Nerds. We're all nerds and it's great.
Yeah, we're nerds. We should say goodbye.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Hi, John. Bye, John.
Okay. Bye, John. Love you. Take care. Talk to you sooner or later.
Hey, John. This is Mance Lender from okayso.radio.libsyn.com. Yeah, I would just like to congratulate you on your 200th episode. And sorry, it's like my mind is scrambled. Okay, yeah. So you asked me why I started podcasting, and I would have to say that I started after something really, you know, for a long time I've been meaning to start a podcast, but what, you know, I've been waffling on it for a while, and what finally made me start was when something really bad happened to me, and I got assaulted, and, you know, it's been 6 months now, and I just kept doing it after that. So something good came out of something bad, and, you know, whatever, it's fun for me, and, yeah, you know, I would have to say, also you asked about my long-term goals, and as far as my podcast goes, my long-term goals, I don't really have any. I just do it because it's fun, and, yeah, I guess I would like to become more famous on the internet, but really that's it. I'm just going to keep doing it as long as it's fun for me. But, yeah, again, congratulations on your 200th show, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Hi, John. It's Jeffrey, the gay expat from Paris, and you had two questions that I have been procrastinating on getting back to you, but let's get them back quickly and succinctly. The first question is, why did I start podcasting? Well, there's selfish and unselfish reasons for that. The reason I started podcasting selfishly is because coming to any new town, and definitely to any new country, especially when you don't know the language very well, you want to reach out to people. And that was what I wanted to do, keep something going, a big hobby for me that has turned into a devotion for this reason. The unselfish reasons I podcast are, one, validation for other people who may not feel that they can express themselves, and to make people think about things that they haven't thought of before, and to make people less afraid to be in conversation about things, to not feel like they will be judged or feel stupid or feel unwelcome. I think dialogue is great. I think we all do better. I know I, as a podcaster, have done better because of dialogue. And I hope the audience to my podcast and your podcast as well are doing better because of the dialogue that we have within each of our respective shows and amongst each other. Then your second question is, what is my ultimate goal in podcasting? Well, I think I just outlined that with the dialogue. But, and then I'll come back to the validation thing. I think it's for people to realize that, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to not put out a perfect product, that there is a difference between power and perfection, and that it's just okay to express yourself and take risks. I hope that was clear enough for you. I wish you all the best after show 200. You are an inspiration to a lot of us, and I really appreciate everything you do and all the things you do on your show. All right, bye-bye.
This is David.
Hey, and this is Brian.
And this is Why Do We Do Our Podcast? By The Occasional Fag.
Which is the podcast that we do.
Oh, I don't know how to do this now.
Well, that's why we made a list.
Yes, we made a list.
If we got lost. Are you ready?
Do you
want to read from the list?
Do you want me to read from the list?
Well, you can take number one if you'd like.
All right, well, number one, let me see. To get back to presenting media similar but slightly different than the community access programs that I used to produce. Oh, this is all about me, isn't it?
It's all about you, because I never had anything to do with the community access television that you produced.
That's not exactly true, but we won't get into that here. I used to produce a couple of public access shows in the 90s, one for the Gay and Lesbian Community Services Center of New York City, and one that was a live call-in show for ACT UP, and another show that worked around ACT UP with a different friend of mine.
Yes.
And some of the people that I worked with on that wanted to start another public access show, but I was listening to all these new podcasts, so I thought, let's do podcasting instead.
Yeah. So that would tie into number two, which I'm going to read, that we started a podcast as a form of activism around GLBT, I, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, and intersexed issues, and AIDS. So that's why we started our little podcast.
To rekindle all that activism we used to do.
Yeah, and it's kind of worked more than anything. I'm going to read number three, too, because what it's done is it's three to be an active part of the community at large, and it has. It's drawn at least me, I don't know about you, David, but it's drawn me back out into the community in a really fun way. I mean, we can go to events with our little microphone, and we can tape things, and we're a part of things, and it's, to say it for the third time, fun.
That was number four, because it's interesting and fun and a great way to draw interesting people together and interact with them.
See, I'm not even reading the list, but it's just when we wrote this, it must have just, you know, one came from the next. So it's coming back because where did we get this last one, though?
I have no idea where that came from.
Something five. About... Because you can't masturbate 24/7 and you have to use your computer in some other way to justify its existence, which is true.
Yes, it is true. So now our computers are put to use to doing more important things.
Yes, although my computer never masturbated by itself.
I don't think mine ever masturbated by itself either.
Although I don't even know if we set that up correctly. I don't know. Anyway, what is our goal?
All of the above.
All of the above. Yes, our goals are also our reasons for starting a podcast. Except for the last reason, I guess, which is...
to cure our carpal tunnel syndrome.
because you can't masturbate 24/7, so yeah, we started the podcast just to give our wrists a rest. And how about that for syllabic S's? Giving my wrists a rest.
Which I lack, you know, I don't have S's. I always drop out my S's here and there. You all know that. You know my English. Anyway, thank you to all the 12 shows who sent in their feedbacks. And, of course, there's more than just 12 podcasters. There's some shows have two hosts. And so I want to thank Archer Radio. I want to thank Podcast 773 Podcast by Brad. Jeffrey from The Gay Expat. Matt Blender from OK So Radio. Mikey Pod. Michael Heron, and Nick from Nick in Paris, Occasional Fags that you just listened to, the two fags, and then Oh My Pod, Peter, and Pinoy Boy, and Steven from Pink Mafia Radio, and also Adam This Boy Era, who inspired this show somewhat, and also VJ and LCF, and also... the Windy City Queercasters, the two lovely hosts over at Windy City Queercast. Anyway, thank you for all your feedback and all your feedbacks that you sent in. Oh, I dropped the S again. Now I will answer the questions myself. Myself. Again, it comes back to me. Not really. what I wanted to... So the point that I wanted to make is the show is to put things in perspectives. It is not always just about me. That would be my ultimate goal that I will want to talk about. It's not always about me. It is sometimes through my voice and sometimes through the voice of my guests that you get to experience or listen to things that you may never realize is important. But through other people's lives, for instance, the immigration, the same-sex immigration law. There's no law to protect a same-sex couple. Even if you may be in love for 30 years or 10 years, it doesn't matter because you do not get the same protection as you would your heterosexual counterparts. They get the protection, but we don't. So issues like that, that is my personal experience as well as my friend's experience that I share that with you on the show. And so, yes, it is through my perspectives, it is through my eyes, through my my thoughts and through my thinking process that you get to hear my observations. But I believe it is more than just that, because it is a connection that you can make, that you can connect with me, that makes my podcast something that is of a value, hopefully, for you, whether or not it's just entertainment value from my laugh or my silliness or a more serious topic that my guests or myself may be talking at that time. And for me specifically is I want to be a voice. I don't want to be anything more than just the voice. A voice, a gay voice. I want to be a Malaysian gay voice. I know that it is very difficult still in Malaysia and to certain people. Yes, it is definitely. In fact, we'll be talking to one of my guests that I've already talked to him about, and he's probably going to be on the show in the form of I am, in the form of text messaging, because he's at the point where he doesn't even want to use his voice because of how sometimes difficult it is to be gay in Malaysia. So I'm interested in talking to him, and I hope you'll be also, because I am so curious and I want to find out what's inside of him. What is he struggling through as a Malaysian gay person for him? Of course, there are also other more out Malaysian gay people out there. And I also have another person who wrote me recently and told me her very personal story, an affair, the breaking up of her marriage. And I will be reading her email to you because, again, she doesn't feel like she wants to use her voice. And I would like to use at least my voice, physical voice, to read her voice for you. So my ultimate goal is to be a voice for myself when I voice my own opinion, or a voice for other people when I'm telling other people's stories, or when I have a guest to tell their stories. And that would be my ultimate goal, is to be a voice. And as I mentioned earlier, being a voice is very crucial. That gives you back some power. And the reason why I believe the queercasters, the gay community, is really embracing this medium so well is because most of the time, we do not have that voice. And therefore, I've invited mostly gay podcasters to talk about this. And I almost burp for the 200th show. And let's go back to, on a lighter note, what is my original goal? You know, why did I start podcasting? I started podcasting because I wanted to connect with my friends and family back home in Malaysia. And instead of blogging, I was a very lazy writer, and I was a very really bad writer. And so I don't write as much. I started blogging in 2003, but not many entries because I was lazy. And I don't write very well. And I thought maybe if I use my voice, it would be a better connection for people who listen to the show, or thinking at that time, I want my friends and family to listen to the show. But ended up being that a big group of people, strangers whom I do not know at that time, paying a lot more attention to my show than those people who know me. So it's very interesting that how it turned out to be that way. And I can say now, most of my listeners these days are people whom I do not know personally. I may get to know very well online. I may not have met you even. So it's very interesting how this turns out to be. And of course, that taught me that it is the connection. It is the voice that I put out there, and the voice has some kind of connection. It must be doing something that you still are listening. And so I hope to continue to do more of this sort of storytelling, because I find my curiosity plus the interesting stories that other people have to tell makes a good connection for all of us, both as a podcaster as well as a listener. So that was my initial idea. And of course, it changes all the time. It went from wanting to be a communication tool with my friends and family to becoming something entirely different. Now, it is my ultimate goal is now to be a voice out there, and to be able to tell stories that you usually don't get to hear. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you especially to those who are subscribed to the show and get the show regularly. Thank you so much for all your support, your financial support, your listening, your encouraging email messages that you sent in, and also your friendship. I guess friendships. Gosh, my asses. I suck. Ooh, I uck because I had to lose my ass and I uck. Anyway, if you have any comment, please go to onlinepodcast.com to leave your comment on this particular show. If you want to contact me, you can write me also at online@gmail.com. You can also go to onlinepodcast.com and leave a MyChingChong message. And again, I encourage you to, if you are a user of MyChingo, go ahead and donate for Michael Bailey, the developer of MyChingo. And also to... maybe send me audio feedback using a phone. My number is 206-888-JOHN. 206-888-JOHN. And I hope to hear from you. And it is you that made the podcasting circle complete. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.